Good morning, good morning. Open your Bibles, please, to Acts chapter 7. While you're turning there, I want to go over a quick article, 20 New Age Practices That Are Infiltrating the Church. Boy, has there been an infiltration in the last few years, hasn't there? The exciting part to me is these people that have been in the New Age that are getting saved, they're exposing it. They're exposing what's been happening in some of these churches. And one of them is Doreen Virtue. In this article, I'm only going to hit the highlights of it, but she said she came out of the New Age and she'd come to these churches and she'd see the New Age in these churches. And who better to blow a horn than someone that's been there, done that? So she said, when Jesus saved me and I left the New Age to follow Jesus, I thought that I was done with it. I was shocked to find how many New Age practices have infiltrated the church. Now, this isn't just fringe churches. We're talking mainline churches. The devil is sowing tares amongst the wheat. Here's a list of 20 New Age practices that all Christians should avoid and rebuke. First of all, not preaching the gospel. Stay away from churches that avoid teaching the gospel, that Jesus died to save us from the penalty of our sins. Because in the New Age, there's no discussion of anything that could offend someone. So no one learns about sin, hell, repentance, Jesus' work on the cross, or salvation. In the New Age, the belief is that everyone is going to heaven. Just love, everybody's just going to walk in love and unity. The New Agers also believe that you go to heaven by being a good person. That is salvation by works belief, which is unbiblical. People need to realize that we are all sinners and that we need Jesus as our Savior. That is 101. But that 101 message is now being erased. Downplaying or doubting the Bible. Adding to the Bible with special revelations. Today I'm going to talk about extra-biblical revelations and why they're bad. And another thing I had to repent of, I'm such a guinea pig here, because when I got saved, I wanted all of God. And when people said they went to heaven, I just, of course, believed them. And I took notes, and I wanted to, wow, this is so exciting. But then a lot of people know now that there's some people that are going to heaven, heavenly visits that are we've been talking about in a lot in our YouTubes. But you don't realize this didn't just start. This started in the latter rain, Joel's Army, and the Word of Faith. And today we're going to talk about a couple people that are from the Word of Faith that started some of this, opening up the door to a lot of what's happening now that you might not know. And I didn't know. And I was told by some people, don't touch these people. If you touch these apostles and prophets, everyone will leave you. And guess what? Well, some have, but other people are like, thank you for telling the truth. And that's who we're going for. We're going for the people that want truth, that have to unlearn. Like me, we repent, we get back up again. Aren't you glad God is not done with us? That we've all blown it, we've all made mistakes, but our heart is to be part of the wheat. We don't want to be the tares. We want to be the humble, the servants, those that are seeking after truth, not the tares that are getting so arrogant, so unbelievably entitled and narcissistic. It's just going to be black and white in the days to come. But they're downplaying the Bible with their special revelations, and being that they have their new prophets and apostles, they can just go to heaven. And what I'm going to share with you today is not only are they going to heaven, which is false, what they're taking some of these trips, but they're adding to the Bible and they're changing doctrines. So they say, Jesus told me this. Well, who are you? Who are you to question when somebody had a visitation from Jesus? And we're going to find out, did Jesus really visit these people? Because he's not going to contradict himself, and he's not going to tell you one thing in the Bible and then tell you another through a special apostle who just had a trip from heaven. So we're going to hit some of that today, the special revelation that contradicts Scripture. In fact, one of the Word of Faith guys I'm going to talk about actually said he talked with Enoch and some of these other guys, and they felt bad that they were so negative in the Bible. And they wanted to rewrite the Psalms if they could today. And that just went over a lot of our heads. So the New Age says that the Bible is tampered with and incomplete with missing books. Special revelation message contradict what the Bible says. Therefore, what? They're false. They're false. And we're going to talk about some of these trips to heaven today that are false. Okay, and then yoga. Each pose is bowing to a specific pagan deity. Now, this is someone that's been there, come out of. Yoga means to be yoked up with. And actually, in India, it is a preparation for death. They do yoga to be reincarnated into their next phase of life. So she exposes that yoga is not just stretching, it is idolatry. Music with unbiblical lyrics. We have to compare the worship music lyrics against scripture. Again, I'm not reading the whole thing. I'm just going to skip over some of this. Is it Reiki? 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 And energy healing. This is idolatry, using energy from unfamiliar spirits and symbols for healing. Beware of anyone who using the word chakra in the church, as this is a New Age belief. So this is being indoctrinated, subtly. Giving self the glory instead of God the glory. This is huge. The me messages. It's all about you. We're so entitled. Giving self glory instead of God the glory. In the New Age, positive affirmations are used to boast confidence, to build pride. These affirmations do not work, which is proven by the fact that you have to keep saying them over and over and over and over again. Repeatedly, the Bible teaches that our purpose is to glorify God in all we do. It's such deliverance to forget about ourselves and concentrate on Him, isn't it? In the New Age, believe in yourself. You don't need God. Just believe in you. Have faith in your own faith. This New Age slogan glorifies yourself and says that you need to follow your heart. The Bible says the heart is deceitful, and anyone who takes an honest inventory of their life can see that their heart misleads us. Proverbs 3:5 says that we must trust God and lean not upon what? Our own understanding. Now here's her coming out of the New Age saying the word of faith, name it and claim it, commanding God, giving God permission, your best life now, decree and declare, sowing a seed for prosperity. In the New Age, this is called manifesting or the law of attraction. Jesus calling books, I'm not going to go into those. So most of you know that's New Age. They're channeled. The kenosis doctrines, the teaching that Jesus was just a human, that he was not God, that he emptied his divinity during his earthly ministry with New Age and occultic roots. So if Jesus put aside his deity and he had the anointing, they say we can do the same thing as Jesus did. This is New Age. Now another one that's creeped into a lot of our movements is the little gods. In the New Age, the Bible verse, be still and know that I am God, is taken out of context. New Agers believe that they are in training to become a little god. That's why they keep getting layers and levels and going higher and higher. Now, the big thing now I'm hearing about is the co-creating with God. Co-creating. We need God. We are to follow His will, which is clearly outlined in the Bible. It's the whole thing now that they co-create, their words are as powerful as God's words. This has been going on for many, many years. Praying to angels. I'm not going to go into that one, but we know that. Harry Potter, acceptance and tolerance. Remember that God sends angels according to His will, not ours. Then the Enneagram, that's this personality test. That's from automatic writings, which is a dangerous occult practice of getting messages from what? Unfamiliar spirits. The New Age practices are similar to alcoholism. They are progressive and people crave more and more intimacy. They may not start out with something that seems innocent, but it always leads to a darker experience. The New Age is the devil's tool. The New Age is the devil's tool to infiltrate the church. So beware of these practices. Amen. Now let's start today in Acts chapter 7, and we're going to talk about three men that were actually allowed a glimpse into heaven. They were given a glimpse into heaven, and we need to see what's really the Bible and then what these new prophets and apostles are saying, because according to them, the rules have changed. The rules have changed, and the most popular place now on earth is heaven. And you can go there anytime you want. according to them. Now let's see what the Bible says, because in Acts chapter 7 we see Stephen. Stephen was a man of God. He did miracles. And when he died, let's see what happens here in verse 54. He was preaching the gospel. All these people that were against God, that were rebellious, they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, what do you do when you're dying? I also believe that's going to happen. Sometimes I've been around people, and you can almost tell that they're entering into that next realm, and they're seeing things. And when you die, you go into another realm. He looked up steadfastly into heaven, and what did he saw? He saw the glory of God. And he saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God and said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And then here we see that there was a young man there. His name was Saul, verse 58 and verse 59. And they stoned Stephen. What was he doing? Calling upon God. He was dying. He was being persecuted. And saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." He kneeled down and he cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, what did he do? He fell asleep. That should give us great comfort. So here we see Stephen being stoned. And then we see Paul. Let's look at Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul, who wrote a third of the New Testament. Let's see what happened to him. Verse 1, "It is not expedient for me, doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ about 14 years ago, whether in the body I cannot tell, or whether out of the body I cannot tell. God knoweth. Such a one caught up to the third heaven." Let's look at verse 4. "How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words." Underline unspeakable words. In other words, he was not allowed to talk about it, which is not lawful for a man to utter. So here we see Paul, who wrote a third of the New Testament, he was not allowed to tell us what he saw and what he heard in heaven. Think about that. From these two apostles, John, now John the Revelatory, he also was given a vision of Jesus Christ, and he wrote the Bible, and it prepares us for what is coming and where we're going. So from these two apostles, Paul and John, we have the insight we need to have faith what is waiting for us as we are pilgrims and believers on the earth. Right? So we're called to walk by faith. That's trusting in him, trusting in what he says, what his will is, walking with him, doing his will on the earth. In Revelations 22, we're told that we are not to add to what the Bible says, and we're not allowed to take away what the Bible says. So how come now we have people that are going to heaven all the time? They have books on heaven. They talk about heaven just as freely as going to the bathroom. There's no reverence. There's no utterance. Like with Paul here, he couldn't even speak about what he saw and heard. He wasn't allowed. So have the rules changed? Or is there another Jesus? Is there another gospel being preached? Today we're told anyone can go to heaven. Not just go, but make multiple trips. They're telling us in certain of these schools that they take all the children to heaven during lunch hour. They all go. What's happening to some of our mainline Christian churches? They said that they can go back and forth any time they want. Now, John was writing the book of Revelations. He was given a vision of the end of the age. He had a special mission. Now we have all these new apostles, and it didn't just start now, even though we're just kind of hearing some of these terms. Even the movements I came out of, and I want to talk about that today, some of their so-called visits to heaven and open visions and how they subtly change the Bible. And you might not have seen some of this. So, have the rules changed? Has the Bible changed? How come we're hearing another whole set of rules that you can go to heaven? And in fact, they're saying now that if you don't go and have encounters, It's not acceptable. It's not acceptable. Now, the movement I came out of, the Word of Faith, one of the main ministers there said he had an open vision. Jesus appeared to him and told him about the ministry of the prophet. And the Lord said that he's going to give him a message, and if they don't accept the message that this man was to give him, because he's a prophet, they would be responsible. And he said there will be ministers who don't accept it, and they're going to fall dead in their pulpits. You know what this is? Ministers are being bullied into accepting the new revelations or be killed by God. Plain and simple. Jesus supposedly told him that Christians were in charge of their own personal angels and were to order them around to bring them money. Nowhere in the Bible does it tell us to talk to our angels to get money. And also that if we're led by the inward spirit, that we would be rich. He's not against us being rich. He's against us being covetous, is what we were taught. Well, how many know that is not scriptural? If you look at it in the light of what the Bible says, this is someone with a what? Extra biblical revelation. And many of us spent years under these movements. These are direct revelations, they say, are from God. Historically, you need to know this, cults and false religions who claim to speak for God condemn all those who refuse to listen. Now, another Word of Faith guy goes to heaven by a cable car with a blonde angel. Okay, we're going to look at that. Wow. Now, these new revelations, as subtle as they might be, they change the Bible into believing something different, right? So in this one, this is really small writing, the guy that went up with the cable car, because he's Word of Faith, he goes to heaven and he meets Bible characters in heaven, and he actually says they agree with him on the prosperity message. He meets King David in heaven, who tells him that he should have done a better job on the Psalms. Can you imagine saying, you go to heaven and you can do a better job than what you did in the book of Psalms? As he explained, I allowed God and the anointing to come through in that Psalm 23, David said. In other songs, I sang strongly about my troubles. I think I should have allowed more of the answer to come through instead of the complaining. This is so-called David. This is contradicting. In heaven, now let's just change everything to be all happy. Wait, this is just the beginning. David also told him, I wish I had written more songs about God's answers than about my problems. This undermines the doctrine of the inspiration of all scripture. In 1 Timothy 3:16, it says all scripture is inspired. So now we can have trips to heaven and meet these guys, and they say, well, that I was a little negative. David was apologizing for his Psalms. These passages, they're saying that they're a mistake. And then another one in the same vein, this man talks to Paul. Okay, now first he's talking to David. Now, remember, necromancy is talking to the dead. Those guys are dead. They might be living in heaven, but we're not to be going to heaven to talk to these people, okay? Because Deuteronomy 18 tells us that we can't do that. So why would God contradict and have these guys go to heaven and tell them things that he told us not to do? It's like a bad parent. Don't go drink, but then they drink. You know what I mean? Hypocrisy. So anyway, he's talking to Paul now. And then Paul also realizes that he made a mistake in one of his passages. Yeah. Paul is contrasting this temporal lifelong time with eternity. And supposedly Paul in heaven read it this way. A moment in is not a lifetime. Paul in heaven is quoted, change it back to a moment. So Paul, now that he's in heaven, is a faith teacher who doesn't think Christians should experience afflictions except for perhaps a moment. Our outward man is decaying day by day is speaking of the same thing as momentary, or do we believe that a man who talked to Paul in heaven, all of a sudden now he's going to change that? So in other words, we don't have afflictions. Because you got to change everything. When you're when you're pushing doctrines, you have to change things that don't agree with your doctrine, mm-hmm. Right? So these are new revelations that come to the church. But the Bible says it's the scriptures that make us wise unto salvation. So why would God tell us these things in scripture and then have some guy through a cable car and a blonde angel go talk to David and Paul and they both regret the scriptures that they were a part of? Well, that was a little negative. Wow. Should make us think, shouldn't it? Instead of thinking, oh, God, they all went. I wish I could go. Another prominent false teacher that's on TV, large book sales, says we are entering a time that everyone who really belongs to God will be having spiritual encounters and making trips to heaven. And every person of God is supposed to be entering into the heavenly realm. Get with it, would you? And return with evidence of heaven's reality, because they're saying that heaven is coming down to earth, okay? Now, if you haven't heard this, you don't realize this is mainstream. This is happening all over the place. Return with evidence of heaven's reality and its authority over anything on earth. He claims people have to enter into heaven more and more trips to heaven are going to be happening, and visions into the spirit world. He states it's no longer an option. If you're saved, it's no longer an option. You have to have encounters and you need to be going to heaven. This teacher claims to be having personal encounters with Enoch and Elijah. Again, these guys are dead. They are not supposed to be giving us further new revelation. And the real reason, he said the real reason they did not die is to talk with people and give revelations. Wow. Now, Isaiah 8, 19 through 20, look there if you can later, but they talk about you seek those with familiar spirits and wizards that peep. They're peeping into the spirit realm. They're peeping and they're going places they're not supposed to go. And the reason they do that is because the light is not in them. Now, Paul had revelations, but he also had a thorn in his flesh. Do you know that? Yeah. Did I read that in 2 Corinthians? No. I didn't, did I? Okay, we got to read that. 2 Corinthians 12, 1 through 6. It is not expedient for me, doubtless, to glory. I will come to vision and revelations of the Lord in the body or out of the body, I don't know. Okay, in verse 4, we got there. And heard unspeakable words, which is not lawful for a man to utter. And then in verse 7, he says, and lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of what? Of the revelations. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh. Boy, the movement I came out of, you don't talk about this thorn of the flesh. That was because they have no excuse for how come he had a thorn in the flesh. Well, if you read on down, it tells you what his thorn. Oh, he must have had eye problems. He must have had this or that. People make up the strangest thing. But he said, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. And then he said he asked it to go away, but it didn't. Verse 10, here's what the thorn was, I believe. Therefore, I take pleasures in what? Infirmities. He was being attacked. In reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Because God told him, my grace is sufficient for you. So he had all these revelations and the enemy was attacking him, right? And these people, do you really have revelations from God? You want to be attacked? Oh no, there's no consequences for these people. They just visit up and down. They have no persecution, no trouble. They're all just happy, joyful, their best life now. Interesting. Yeah. So this teacher claims to be having personal encounters with Enoch and Elijah. And the real reason they didn't die is to talk with people and give them revelations. See, now that's why God told us don't add or take away. He wanted us to know, don't buy into these flaky people. They're going to take you away from the Bible. They're going to add new things. They're going to say they talked to all these people in heaven and they're going to come back and change things. God doesn't want us. He's not the author of confusion. Wouldn't that be confusing? So here, these false teachers say you need to learn the message of Enoch. Do you know what the message of Enoch they say? Well, here it is. I found out what their message, what Enoch's saying these days. Oh, this is a good one. These visitations from Elijah and Enoch. He says that Elijah is just not as joyful as Enoch in heaven. Because Elijah was so focused on evil, all the evil going on in his day and all the error, instead of being happy. And he claims that is why God took away the ministry from Elijah and gave it to Elijah. Now here again, is a doctrine being changed? Don't focus on end times. Don't focus on what's really going on in the world. Live in this false reality. Live in the glory realm where you can't really face if you're sick or not. It's taking you out of reality and it's bringing you into some weird zone. This advancement of visitations and extra biblical experiences are with spirits and demons that reject using the Bible as our standard and guide for the truth. So now we sit under people that sell us books and DVDs and make a lot of money on their trips to heaven. And we put more confidence in what they saw than what Paul and all these other people are talking about in the Bible, because after all, this is happening today in our day, so it's fresh. It's deception. Then these prophets make clear charges against those who are promoting fear or causing division and fault finding. Now, if you're a discerning Christian today, you're the one that's going to be persecuted. And now we know there's a big change coming to YouTube and all this. The purge isn't going to affect these people. Trust me, it's going to affect the ones that are pointing out the errors of other people. He claims we are going to see these people removed. It's called separation in the New Age movement. He claims we're going to be using Jacob's ladder as the example. This is the thing, well, you know, Jacob used it, so we're going to go climb up and down Jacob's ladder and have all these revelations and talk to these dead people and get fresh new things. We're supposed to be climbing further and further into the heavenly realm during our life to have trips to heaven and enter the supernatural spirit realm. Well, what was Jacob's ladder? Jacob's ladder was a confirmation of the Abrahamic covenant, not an entrance for us today to go in and out of portals of heaven, like you go the in and outy hamburger joint. Jacob's ladder represents the mediator, Jesus Christ, who came to earth and became the ladder, the stairway, and the redeemer for us so we may live in heaven for eternity. This is like a game. Unlike the Tower of Babel, who try to reach heaven by their own actions. What is that? That's what's happening. Through their own actions, they're trying to peep, going to places that God's telling them not to go. They're wizards that peep in Isaiah chapter 8. These new breed of super false apostles can take trips to heaven at will. Anytime they want to go, they just go. Well, Stephen died, and he saw into heaven. Let's talk about some of those things. Now, there was one. This is a lady in 2018. She said in one of her newsletters or whatever, "As some of you know, I've been fighting the flu for over 2 weeks now, and it's been frustrating. Yesterday, I ascended into the heavens to inquire regarding some warfare I've discerned in the spirit, but did not recall clarity. So I pursued the Lord again today with a couple of my key intercessors." Paul was caught up in the third heaven. He did not go wherever he felt like it. As many of these NAR prophets teach, when describing the event, Paul spoke in the third person as an indicator of his humility and the solemnness of this occasion. Furthermore, the revelations he received came at a price. He had a thorn in the flesh. The boasts about these other people, they access into heaven, they train others to do the same, and then they profit from their revelations. They go to classes. You have to pay money to learn how to go in and out of these realms. It's sad, isn't it? But then she goes on how the Spirit led her into the second heaven, and he showed her a number of evil spirits who were dropping spiritual black clouds down to the earth. I saw that these clouds were called plague and death. I knew instinctively that the plague represented the flu virus, and that not only the plague, but many has attacked, they've been dealing with this flu virus. She was given a large sword, and the Lord said, "Use this sword and cut off the heads of the demons, releasing the plague of death, these plagues of death." And I responded by taking the sword to the she took off these, boy, she's such a warrior. She took off the heads of all these demons. Then she said, "It's finished." And after the demons were halted, there were no more black clouds coming out of the second heaven. And I felt the Lord say, "The flu virus is finished."
Can they do another two? Wow.
And then she says, this is 2018 now. Apparently it came back again. Because a lot of people are fighting the flu again. Maybe she needs to go up there and fight again. I believe we are to go to the new levels of authority in this hour. I decree and declare. Today that I saw what I saw in the spirit. This year's flu virus is dead. And then she shares about stopping the Third World War. And then she curses the Ebola virus. Boy, talk about power trips. Are you guys doing okay? Jesus is not in the business of taking groups of people on tours to heaven or hell. Hebrews 10, 11 through 13 says he's at the right hand of the Father until he returns to establish his physical kingdom on the earth, right? Again, Deuteronomy 18, 10 through 11, necromancy, talking to the dead, is forbidden. Why would he have Christians talking to the dead in heaven if he forbids them to do that? Now, here's another article, and I'm not going to read all of this. Because you won't believe it. But this is found on Let Us Reason Ministries, Heaven, believe it or not. What's the most traveled place that's not found on Earth? Is it space? Is it the moon? Mars? No, it's heaven. That's right. Heaven is most frequently visited place by those who profess by teaching the church's new revelation. Paul the Apostle went once to heaven. He was told it was illegal to speak on it. John the Apostle had a vision and was allowed to speak, commissioned to write of what he saw because it had to do with the last days, Jesus setting up his kingdom and how it would become our scripture. There are others in our day who speak of traveling to heaven as a constant occurrence. This one woman, she claims that God takes her to heaven all the time. She goes there and comes back with messages from God to the church. She's had tours of heaven over for 10 years now. Visiting it hundreds of times. She said that if you want to be like her, you have to live a surrendered life to the will of Father if you wish to pursue this type of intimate relationships. In other words, you are not to question her visions or trips to heaven because you're not. She has this special relationship that most people don't have. So she's special. She said, if you don't understand and you don't believe her trips to heaven, you're not spiritual enough. It's your fault. Wow. She said, I've been caught up to heaven like John in Revelation for the purpose of sharing it to others. So here we have the danger because her revelation goes far beyond John's. And she's putting herself on equal status with an apostle who wrote the last book of the Bible. This is what the New Apostolic Reformation, they put themselves on the level of the apostles that wrote the Bible and beyond. She claims her revelation will usher in the greater glory instead of the great darkness that covers the earth. See, they will not discuss what's happening on the earth. To them, heaven's invading the earth. And if you looked outside your window, you know it's not. We're in trouble. But they won't discuss that. They're living in another deception. And she said that heaven will actually invade your being. Heaven has begun to invade our lives on earth and will continue to do so at an accelerating rate. And she also says by reading her book, it will cause the fear of death to be swallowed up. Then she claims, in the last days, God's going to catch more people up. Just going to keep getting caught up. A lot I'm not going to read. A lot about angels, scribes, angels, writing new books, saying new things. The scriptures tell the truth. The world will grow more wicked. The devil will set up his kingdom and persecute the true Christians. This is what's happening now. The true Christians are being silenced. And these false ones are being exalted. That's what's coming according to the Bible, the revelation we all should be listening to, and not these false prophets. Another one writes, One of the normal ways you're taken to heaven, you want to know how you're going to go? Well, by transport that comes in many models, like a cable car. Oh. Kind of confirms the other guy. Cable cars take you without cables. There's motorcycles with hyperdrive that you can travel by. Just jump on one of those. Children, they go on hoverboards. Hoverboards? Okay. She even refers to the Jetson cartoon for what she saw in heaven. It's so sad if this wasn't so pathetic. She also preaches that heaven is a literal world, round, just like the earth, only huge in proportion. She repeats what other Word of Faith teachers said long ago, that heaven is a planet that earth is a copy of. Some of you came from those churches. You told me about that. I had not heard that. And her description of heaven can be likened to an improved earth that's supernatural. There are restaurants, art galleries, sports arenas, movie theaters, and even an amusement park. One of the best things about heaven is that you don't need money to purchase things. Everything is free. Food is not necessary, but we will eat in heaven without any weight gain. Yay! Your food will not be animals killed, but made from light. And there are lots of restaurants to eat from. But doesn't this sound exciting? I wonder why Paul didn't tell us this. What happened to Paul? You can even shop in heaven. Hey. You can put gifts in the mansions. I'm not reading a lot. Oh, there are places that snow in heaven. It's called Christmas Town, and it snows there all the time. Oh, I just got to share a couple more things. There's Jell-O Land for the children. She goes to heaven quite often, but they can't see her, but she listens in on all their conversations. So they have a place called Jell-O Land because kids love Jell-O, but it's even more fun when you jump on it and you eat it at the same time. All the buildings, the streets, everything's made out of Jell-O. All kinds of flavors. It's not going to melt. Wow. She describes a movie theater where people play roles in the films. John Wayne is featured in one of the films, and he's got guns, and he's chasing villains. Some of the buildings in heaven aren't even on the ground. They're like up in the skies of heaven. You just float up there to them. You learn to fly like Superman. And one of the really exciting things I found out is who teaches you? Guess who's going to teach you up there? Christopher Reeves. Yes, he made it to heaven. And you know, one of the best roles he ever played on this earth was Superman. He still gets to use that in heaven. In heaven, God gives you the desires of your heart. So if you wanted a horse on earth, you're going to have a stable in heaven. Not to be concerned. You will not have to feed them or even clean them. I think I might want to close down on this. Wow. Just goes on and on about how the rules have changed now because Paul couldn't utter anything. But boy, these people have made a lot of money on these books. The last thing I want to share was there's a boy. Some of you guys know this boy. I feel bad for this boy. Nearly 5 years after his bestseller list, a book that purported to be a six-year-old boy's story of visiting angels in heaven after being injured in a bad car crash is being pulled from the shelves. It was pulled because the boy said this week that the story was all made up. A supernatural encounter that will give you new insights on heaven, angels, and hearing God's voice. The decision to pull the book comes after this boy wrote an open letter to the retailer. He said, "I did not die. I did not go to heaven. I said I went to heaven because I thought it would get me attention. When I made the claims that I did, I had never read the Bible. People have profited from lies and continue to do so. They should read the Bible, which is enough. The Bible is the only source of truth. Anything written by man can not be infallible." So here we have a new term now. It's called heavenly tourism. So many people are going to heaven, they can just tour it, you know. This poor boy, his parents are divorced now, and they all live with his mother, but all the profits never came to this boy. It went to this guy's dad. Now he's opposed to it, and he knows it to be error according to the Bible. And his mother said, "I'm fully aware of what it feels like to be pulled in. There are many who are scamming and using the word of God to do it. They are good, especially if you are not digging into your Bible and truly studying it. They study their audiences and even read success books to try to build better and bigger ministries and businesses." But thank God this boy came clean with quite a price, isn't it? Wow. So have the rules changed, or is the Bible still the same? So we can't be caught off guard knowing this is what's happening in the end times. Extra biblical revelations, going to heaven and talking to these people and saying, "Oh yeah, the Bible should have been changed. I mean, I was a little negative down there and wasn't quite as happy as I should have been." Lord have mercy, right? So why did we share this? Because this was something that I actually thought was true about 20 some years ago, and not even that long ago. I was supposed to do a funeral. Thank God I didn't, but it was a very famous person. Won't mention his name, but I was supposed to do his funeral, and nobody wanted to do it because they didn't know if he was saved or not. So I thought, I'll just preach on heaven because we don't know if he got there or not, but let's just believe, you know. Thank God I woke up and I didn't have to do that funeral, because I would have had to have more repenting than I do right now. But thank God we see these things and we come out and we repent and we change and we get back to Scripture. We get back to Scripture and say, wow, a lot of people are being duped today. And are these people deceived? Yes. Are they making money? Yes. Are they doing it on purpose? Only God knows the heart. But we don't have to be a part of this deception and delusion. Amen? Dig in your Bibles and find out what it really says. There's so much in there we haven't even started to see a lot that's in there. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank your word is truth. And even though these things are funny, Lord, we pray you deliver people today from hearing this that have been caught up in these extra biblical revelations. And they come back and realize the rules have not changed. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And everyone said, amen. Thank you, Lord, in your name. Amen. We want to share a message with our YouTube audience today. Please like and share on your social media if you find these YouTubes helpful. Also, if you'd like to subscribe to our channel so you get every message right in your inbox, that would be nice, and we'll send them right to you.
We are viewer supported here, and if you'd like to help us, you can donate by going online to livinginhispresencechurch.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button, where you can give by credit card, through PayPal or Stripe. Or if you'd prefer to send us a check, you can send it to LIHP at P.O. Box 1889, Maple Grove, Minnesota, 55311.
Thank you so much for being part of our YouTube family.
God bless.
Fire that burns within my heart, Jesus is your name.